Hey, this is Laura, and you're listening to Expand. Welcome back, love. Let's get into it.
We can't assume that just because someone needs deeper work, someone needs to understand their unconscious patterns in order to create any sort of real sustainable change in their life, that they consent to that kind of work. Just because something feels obvious to you and can be explained to them and make sense logically does not mean that someone is ready to engage in that journey with you. And I think that this is a big, big hurdle that a lot of us bump up against. Especially as we begin to deepen our practice, we can become really excited about this new world that's opening up to us. We can become really enthralled with the idea of guiding a client beneath the surface and uncovering what's happening unconsciously and helping them to see what's happening unconsciously. But we have to understand that that's an incredibly vulnerable journey for someone to agree to walk with you. And just because they should doesn't mean that they're available for it. Okay, so I talk a lot with my students about pre-framing this journey and getting consent from our clients to start engaging with us in this new way. And I think, you know, it's really natural for so many of us to have an existing roster of clients when we begin to learn this work and how it's so obvious to us that everyone needs this. So we just start weaving deeper questions into a pre-existing journey or a pre-existing relationship without actually pausing to ask ourselves, is this person available for it? Do they feel safe to be engaged in this? Is this something that they are ready for? Have I expressed to them what I am inviting them into with me? And have I created space for their consent to be continuous and evolving? The thing is when we first present these ideas to our clients, I imagine they probably feel really excited about it too. I imagine from a conscious level, when we tell a client that, you know, if we can really work on your belief patterns, or if we can really work on these unconscious triggers that are hijacking you and making you behave in certain ways without being consciously aware that this is even happening, then we can help you stop binging with food. We can help fix what's really feeling difficult to fix by trying to force ourselves into a diet or a protocol that's operating purely on the surface. Like, of course, our clients are going to be like, hell yeah, that feels great. Yes, help me fix my beliefs. Yes, help me fix my mind. But so often, a client doesn't actually know whether or not they consent to that work until they're in it. Have you ever experienced it where you get that verbal consent, you explain to them the work that you want to do, or you ask them to be engaged with you in a deeper way, and they say, yeah, 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 but then they're brickwalling you. They're getting really fidgety in session. They're getting really anxious. They're pulling away. I explored this with you a little bit in the last episode, how there's these subtleties happening in session all of the time that we are normally conditioned to just bulldoze right over and ignore, right? Because we have an objective, we have a destination, we have somewhere we're trying to get them to. So let me not pay attention to how their body is communicating to me right now. Let me take their verbal yes as truth and let me just move right on through this, right? But in those moments, what's actually happening is they are verbally consenting to this work because it logically makes sense that they need it, but their body is communicating to you that they aren't ready, that there's something that they're reacting to or responding to as though it's a stress or a threat to their body. So things like subtly shaking their head or a change in their tonality, the rhythm of their voice, okay, the intensity of the way that they're speaking. Perhaps they're pulling back or their posture is closing off. Maybe they aren't making eye contact with you the same as they were at the start of the session or the session last week. Maybe they're fidgeting, they're restless. You can tell that they're like aggravated a little bit. They're uncomfortable. They want to get out of there. Almost like their body is trying to prepare themselves to get up and get out, like run away, get off this call as quickly as they can. These little subtleties are actually their body saying no. These subtleties are their body saying, I'm not ready. This is too much. I didn't sign up for this. I'm not safe here. And the really important thing about recognizing this and listening to it and attuning to it as a coach is if you don't, what you're not understanding is when your client is in the middle of a stress response like that, the part of their brain that makes them available for productive thinking, creative thinking, rational thinking, the part of their brain that allows them to problem solve with you or be open to new perspectives, engaged with a new way of being with themselves or in their life, that part of their brain is not firing at full capacity. That part of their brain is downregulating, and their body is compensating with a charge that's getting them ready to flee or fight or diffuse that situation by just agreeing with you so that the threat can go away and like everything can feel good again, right? Even though they had no intention of actually doing the thing that they're agreeing to. So when we ignore these little subtleties, not only are we creating an environment that they don't feel safe in, which is unconsciously teaching them to distrust this type of work, it's unconsciously training them to shut down to these deeper questions, to you. Your relationship with this client is now becoming fragmented. They're going to be showing up on future calls feeling like they don't know what they're walking into, feeling unsafe, but not really knowing why. Because consciously they've agreed to this work, but unconsciously their body is resisting it. Okay, so not only is that happening, but also you're giving them action steps that they're not even processing. You're asking them questions that they can't access answers for. You're guiding them to problem solve, and they aren't available for that. And so they very quickly are going to fall into a place of self-judgment because we're asking them to engage in a process that they neurologically aren't able to. But the expectation is that they should be able to because that's what they're paying for and that's what we're here to do. And what's wrong with me? And why can't I figure this out? And why don't I have the answers? And why don't I know this? Why can't I stick to this plan? Why do I forget everything that we talked about on the call? Well, because your body was in the middle of a stress response and it was trying to protect you and you weren't actually processing anything that we spoke about, right? Have you ever had a client where every week you have the same conversation and you can't figure out why they don't remember what you spoke about the week before? You can't figure out why they're never doing anything you discuss or even seemingly engaged with the journey. It feels like you're doing all of the heavy lifting. Feels like you have to save them, right? We spoke about yesterday, this idea of merging with our client and becoming like the savior for them, becoming responsible for them, like shifting into that place. Have you ever stopped to consider the wisdom in what's happening with that client? Or did we just immediately jump to judgment and assumption? Right? Did you ever stop to ask yourself, what's the wisdom here? How is this actually a wise part of themselves trying to protect them? Where are the subtleties that in session that I'm not paying attention to that could be telling me that this person is not actually processing what we're talking about, is not actually engaged with or available for the plan that we're putting in place? What am I ignoring? What am I not attuned to? And how can I begin to slow this whole process down so that I have the chance to attune to my client and they have the chance to actually access what's going on beneath the conscious level? Right? I think it's really, really common for this to happen where We just get so frustrated, and we deem these clients unwilling to change. We deem these clients uncoachable. When really their body is just signaling to them that there's a threat present, that they're not safe, that they need to get out, that they need to reallocate resources to protect themselves. And so is it really their fault that they're not engaged in the journey that you're asking them to engage with? Or is it our fault for not picking up on those subtleties and taking the time to explore what's really going on? I would say neither. It's neither of our faults. It's the ignorance of the way that we're trained as coaches in the industry to believe that if someone has a plan, they should be able to follow the plan, especially if there are no tangible barriers stopping them from following the plan. Right? That's what we do. When someone can't stick to something, where do we look? We look to the tangible reasons why they can't stick to the thing. What does your schedule look like? Where do we have the opportunity to prep this week or plan this week? Where's there space for us to take care of us? How can we make ourselves a priority? Who are the people in your life that you're prioritizing over yourself, right? We're looking at all of the external things, stopping them from engaging in the intangible journey that we're proposing. When really the tangible things have nothing to do with the reason why they're not engaged in this journey. And when we look there and we start problem solving around those things, we reinforce the belief that that's where the problem is. And then that in turn reinforces that self-judgment around, why can't I figure this out? Why can't I just prioritize myself? Why can't I stay motivated? Why can't I be adherent? Why can't I be consistent? Why do I always forget what Laura told me on my last session? And then why do I feel so embarrassed to ask her for a reminder? Right? It's because you're protecting yourself. It's because your body has unconscious patterns that have been created and reinforced over your entire life to engage in relationships, much like this one, in a way that protects who you currently are. Remember, everyone's coming into your coaching relationship with a whole bunch of stuff. A whole bunch of stuff. Good and bad, positive and negative, right? Rules and beliefs and patterns that are governing the way that they're engaging with the world. And when we negate that and we just give everybody a plan and we work with them on the surface to try and orchestrate their life to be able to stick to this plan, we are doing every client we're working with a disservice because we are avoiding looking at the very things that make them unique, that make them them. And we're teaching them that those parts of themselves don't matter. Those parts of themselves shouldn't play a role. Those parts of themselves shouldn't have influence over their ability to stick to the plan. What might happen if we invited those parts of themselves back online? If we gave those parts of themselves a voice, a chance to be seen, a chance to be felt, and we didn't just take verbal consent as the thing that tells us that this person is ready, we actually invite in a conversation around what we're seeing physically as well. Verbal consent is actually secondary to embodied consent. Embodied consent is someone nodding their head, moving closer to you. Their posture is open and upright. They're maintaining eye contact. They're engaged with you. Right? Embodied consent is very obvious. It's an opening. It's a leaning in. It's a yes, I'm into this. Yes, I'm ready for this. Okay? So we want to look for that first, and then we want to look for the verbal consent. Okay, what are they doing physically and what are they saying verbally? Both matter. And when you have both types of consent, Now we can move forward in a productive way. Now they're receptive. Now they're engaged. Now they're listening and collaborating and co-creating with you versus just being a yes man and taking orders and judging themselves when they can't stick to anything. Okay, this is so, so huge, so huge. And I know that there's a lot of nuance in this. I know that this can feel really messy. So once you have both types of consent, where you go from there is also difficult, isn't it? I created something to help you with that piece of it, though. It's called Power Questions, and it's a free resource that outlines three core coaching scenarios that just about every client situation will fall into, one of these three. Okay, there's the clients who struggle with adherence and motivation. There's the clients who are always rushing the process or like obsessed with looking at their tangible outcomes and really judging themselves when they're not seeing the tangible result, even if they're seeing intangible results, right? That can be a difficult conversation. And then there are the clients who struggle to open up with us, who to share vulnerably, the ones that keep us at arm's length, who are disengaged. Right? We can have someone say, yes, I want this work. Someone say verbally, someone say, yes, I want this work somatically with their body. They're open, they're receptive, they're engaged, and still struggle to share. So when those situations present themselves on the other side of consent that is both embodied and verbal, where do we go? What do we do? How do we navigate the unconscious patterns playing out that are stopping them from moving through these blocks? This resource is going to share with you what's really happening beneath the surface. It's going to share with you your role in these experiences. And it's going to teach you different questions to ask, different ways of holding space around what's actually happening unconsciously so that your client can meet you in that conversation and better understand what's going on in their mind, what's really happening in their emotional body, and the wisdom in that, what that's teaching them, what that's offering them, what that's protecting them from, so that we can make different choices moving forward, so that they can open themselves to a new path forward. It's incredibly powerful. It's it's changed so much for so many of my students. So I wanted to make sure I got that into your hands so that you felt supported as you begin stepping into this depth of work. So the link is going to be in the show notes. Make sure you grab a copy for yourself. And if you have any questions about it at all, there's also a link in the show notes that says connect with Laura. You can always submit questions to me there, and I'm happy to respond and help you out with any contextual struggles that you're having, any clients that feel nuanced or like they don't really fit into these categories. I'll help you figure out which category it fits into so that you can move forward with that client in a way that feels good for you. Okay. All right. Enjoy it. I'm here for you, and good luck. I'll see you next time.